For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. It's time once again for our weekly check-in with representatives from some of the lead agencies attempting to aid campfire survivors. Earlier today, we welcomed Butte County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher and Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis into our studios. We also heard from Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services and Mickey Rich of the Paradise Irrigation District. Today, Colette Curtis opens our roundtable with word about the upcoming census, which uses population figures to determine federal and state funding.
The town held a community information meeting on Tuesday, and the focus was insurance and the 2020 census. If you missed that meeting, you can still watch online on the Town of Paradise Facebook page.
Colette, you know, the census is something very interesting. We don't think about it that much, but every 10 years the people are in the nation are counted, and the basis of the population is really used for how much money various federal and state programs are going to receive, with Paradise's population taking a nosedive. What are the potential pitfalls?
That's a great question, Mark. So we have been meeting with the Census Bureau since the fire. Now, unfortunately, a lot of funding is tied to the census. And so with our population being much less than it was in the last census, we are going to see some less funding from those sources. However, there is also, on the other side of the coin, we are now eligible for certain funding sources that we were not eligible for. There are a lot of funding sources that are only for communities that have small populations or are considered rural, which we now qualify for. We are hoping to take advantage of and leverage those new programs and just work on supporting our residents so that we can build our population back up. But we recognize that there are going to be impacts from the census, and we're just going to have to work through those.
Those same impacts related to the decrease in population really affect the areas of the unincorporated county as well. So we primarily see that in the Magalia area, which is the unincorporated area that had the greatest amount of destroyed homes. Certainly there's impacts in the Butte Creek Canyon and Concow Yankee Hill area as well, but a large number of homes that burned in Magalia, and that population is decreased. But like the Town of Paradise also has a new designation and is eligible now for some of those rural funding sources to help rebuild the community, to address community infrastructure and public facilities.
I also wanted to mention that Johnny Appleseed Days Festival is happening again in Paradise at the Terry Ash Park on October 5th and 6th. That's Saturday and Sunday. We'll be having apple pies, a great kids area. All of the things that you normally would see at the Johnny Appleseed Festival will be happening again. And so we invite anyone who is in the area to please come and join us. The Paradise Blues and Brews Festival is also taking place on October 5th, and there will be some really great, talented blues music by seven different bands, as well as wine, beer, food, raffles, and dancing. The town also is continuing to work really hard to open our Building Resiliency Center. We are still working towards the goal of opening in the first week of November. And that will be a one-stop shop for people to come and get their building permits, get building information, as well as work with housing counselors to try to put together a financial plan to rebuild their homes.
Next, we turn to Butte County's Casey Hatcher, who has word about the county's involvement with upcoming one-stop shop and grants that cover permit fees.
The county really looks forward to the opening of the Building Resiliency Center and is so appreciative of being included in that and having our building services there all in one place when that location opens, and continue to see a lot of building permits for homes in the unincorporated area, so almost 150 permits in the county area, and still providing grants to offset some of those permit fees for individuals who are rebuilding in the communities impacted by the campfire, so any campfire survivors that are rebuilding. We have provided almost $130,000 in grants to offset permit fees. Those are provided through a generous donation from the North Valley Community Foundation, so we thank the NVCF so much for their continued support of not only that program, but our communities as we address recovery from the campfire, as well as the Golden State Finance Authority, who's helping to provide those fees and offset them for veterans. We started this week. Our contractors that are working for the county are removing trees in the public right-of-way along roads, starting up in the Butte Creek Canyon area along Honey Run, may have seen some of the tree removal crews working up there or experienced some of the traffic impacts related to that. So we please ask everyone living up in that community to please be patient with us and the contractors. It certainly does impact traffic, but it's really important that we get those trees removed so they don't fall into the roadway and cause safety concerns for the residents and other members of the public. We do plan to go out to bid for the next phase, which will be up in the Megalia area. You know, we're all kind of waiting to see what the winter looks like and just how much tree removal can get done throughout the winter. And again, this is tree removal on the right-of-way properties, and both the town, the county, and the state continue to work to form up a program that will be for tree removal on private property. So we'll be having more information on that in the coming weeks. But if you're seeing tree removal crews working, that's related to the right-of-way trees that they're taking down.
And now Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
To date, 10,781 parcels have been cleared of structural debris. That represents about 98% of that work being complete, with 3.6 million tons of debris being removed from the burn scar area. Nearly 8,000 parcels have been returned to the county and certified as clean, and 21 debris removal crews remain in the area cleaning the properties and parcels that remain. Again, the state continues to work very closely with our town and county and other local agency partners to assist and help in any way that we can. Obviously, our focus is to continue to wrap up this structural debris by the end of the month, and that's the update I have from the state.
Finally, representing the Paradise Irrigation District, spokeswoman Mickey Rich.
The district continues to make weekly progress lifting water advisories to standing homes. To date, we have lifted the water advisory for 496 properties, and we are on track to have the water advisory lifted for all standing homes by next March. People living in Paradise who are still under the advisory can fill water jugs at either of our two locations, the treatment plant located at 13888 Pine Needle Drive in Megalia has filtered water machines to fill up to 5-gallon jugs, but larger containers up to 300 gallons can be filled at our main office at 6332 Clark Road. The Hope Center also continues to offer bottled water, and we're told that their hours have changed and they're now open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Hope Center is located at 311 Circlewood at the corner of Skyway and Neal Road. Lastly, before I go, I'd like to take a moment to invite all the listeners to join us at this weekend's annual Johnny Appleseed event. We're doing something really neat this year. Our booth focuses on highlighting the recovery work made possible by our partners. Families can stop by the booth and create their own thank you message and take a souvenir photo at our photo booth. We hope to present all the written thank you messages and photos to each of our mutual aid partners. Johnny Appleseed will be held in its usual place on the Skyway at the Terry Ashe Recreation Center all weekend. Hope to see you there.
That was Mickey Rich of the Paradise Irrigation District, Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, Casey Hatcher with Butte County, and the Town of Paradise's Colette Curtis. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.